I'm obsessed with women.
You know what it is? I'm not. You know what it is? I don't know how to and what exactly to focus on when it comes to men. So I use femaleness as another lens. So I don't even think that all my creatures are women. I just think that I bring out the femaleness in them. So I think about everybody as having a female side. And I think the female side has been, for whatever reason, historically, culturally, and in many, many, many different spheres, has been stomped on and taken for granted. And I think now, in my heart, I really believe that there's finally a moment where women are able to sort of open up their capacity to say things, but to show how femaleness in everybody, including boys and men and plant life and the universe, is actually an important part of the balance. We need female energy. Females are not just women. They are in everyone. The X chromosome is in all of us, you know, mammals, beings, creatures that actually are alive. So I'm that's what my point is, you know. Now, I'm also a woman, so I tend to focus on, in terms of portraits and identity, I focus on women that are of interest to me, because I look for myself, I look for people who look like my mother, my cousin, my sister, in the world, and that's why I focus on women from another very kind of, you know, on the ground sort of basic level. I look for myself to see, am I represented? Does that me? Is that who I think? Is that? Do they think that that's me? Why would they represent me that way? Why am I not represented in this space, and so forth? So in that way, yes, I am. This is my life's journey, is to continue thinking and mining this notion of femaleness and feminism and advocacy for women through this sort of fictional sci-fi narratives that I create.
Female like figure, but she's kind of androgynous. Then you use collage,
right,
and symbolisms, and there are motorcycles, and there's blood, and there are weird things coming out of their bodies.
Sure.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that we're all interconnected, and I'm also trying to say that, in actual fact, the things that we see around us, plant life, animals, they're beautiful, they're interesting, they're way more interesting than any artist's work will ever look. But these things that exist in this world, this nature, this world that is us, we are the earth is us, is actually our thing. It is from which we sprout out of. And that technology, that machines, that the projection of us as sort of sci-fi is also natural. It's also us. It's also a part of the machine that could project us into a better space, into a more knowledgeable, more spiritually, more mentally higher space than we are. So I mix and stir these things into one big body because I truly believe they can exist together. I also come from a country where you see this. You see nature, you see machine, you see garbage, you see technology, you see wealth, you see poverty, right next to each other. It's in its most contrasting and form. You see it. You see it there existing, living, and somehow functioning. Because that's what living in a poor economy city is like. It's extremes, but they somehow are able to slowly maneuver through into time and create the space that we all, you know, are walking through. Nairobi is like that.